Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here on this live Sunday edition of the program. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Have you ever tried Flacca? How about Meow Meow? Just some of the new so-called designer drugs that are on the streets. Or are they that new after all? The story we shared with you from the AP earlier suggested that they're recently on the scene with numbers increasing since 2013 of the usage of this drug, Flacca, which is apparently the most popular in Florida of all places, where people have been getting naked and doing some spectacularly crazy and dangerous stuff.
Trying to break into the police station,
right,
on multiple occasions.
To seek protection from gangs of people who were ostensibly chasing the person who was tripping very, very hard and hallucinating all of it.
Yeah, they're a mess.
So there's, you know, interesting stories out there about this. Have you tried this stuff? Want to hear from you, 855-450-FREE, and give you another side to the story, a more measured approach, from Gawker.com and Sam Biddle. The increasing legality of marijuana means one thing. Pot is very easy to buy and no longer cool to do. To fill this thrill void, our country's idiots are now turning to insane substances like crocodile, bath salts, jankum, meow meow, and now Flacca, transforming into psychotic murder machines in the process, or so local news would have us believe. What is Flacca? What about meow meow? Are they for real? Is anyone actually doing them? Will they actually kill you? Here's your guide to the new generation of moral panic death drugs. These drugs all have a few things in common: wacky names, rock-bottom prices, and the ability to whip local news anchors and audiences into a complete frothing frenzy.
Yeah, there is that.
Regardless of whether anyone is actually doing them. But that doesn't matter. Like plutonium, the mere possible existence of a moral panic drug is enough to pose an existential threat to all of society's drug-horny teens and dirtbag adults. So, here's a little bit about Flacca. From 2013 through the present, what it is, alpha-pyrrolidinopentaphenone.
It's just a chemical name.
A synthetic stimulant. How it's done, vaping, snorting, eating, smoking.
Wow.
Reported effects, murderous rage, paranoia, ultraviolence, running around screaming. Is it real? Yes. Multiple reported instances of individuals arrested while high on Flacca. It's peak year, 2015. Now, right now, we're smoking this S tonight. Famous victim, naked intersection guy. According to local news, Florida is now overrun by violent criminals juiced up on synthetic killing powder called Flacca. Quote, if you see a streaker running your way, keep in mind it has nothing to do with spring break, and you need to get out of the way fast, unquote, warns the Sun Sentinel's Daniel Vasquez. The message is clear. Enter Florida at your own risk. The risk is death by new drug murderer, and the chance is 100%. Despite apparently being ripped out of the life of a Batman villain, Flacca technically refers to a real chemical. It's the street name for what I just told you, Alpha PVP, a synthetic stimulant that has been abused recreationally for over a decade. So it's not
never heard of it.
A new drug, but it's maybe being more popular now than previously. All good.
Sounds terrible.
All good moral panic meme drugs have multiple avenues of enjoyment, and Flacca, a grainy crystalline powder, can enter your bloodstream pretty much any way fathomable. It can be snorted, eaten, rubbed in your eyeball, vaporized in an e-cigarette.
Oh, that's a good idea. Any drug you can rub in your eyeball.
I think they're exaggerating a little bit. That's
they do that.
Dangerous.
I mean, apparently there's, people are imbibing alcohol by eyeballing it.
Yeah. Vaporized in an e-cigarette if you really want to max out your 2015 meme potential. Possibly also looked at, listened to, etc., etc. Sometimes Flacca is called gravel, which sounds cool, but not as cool as Flacca. A dose of Flacca reportedly costs as little as $5 and will make you go completely effing crazy with superhuman strength and paranoia, according to Florida news outlets. Below is just a small sample of recent headlines. Here you go. Man on Flacca tries to break into police headquarters. Video shows Fort Lauderdale streaker after smoking Flacca. Naked Lake Worth sniper says he was high on Flacca, the new incarnation
naked sniper
of bath salts. Watch man on Flacca impaled while trying to climb fence. Oh, they got video of that one? I'll have to check that out.
Oh, God. That's the guy that got the spike through his buttocks.
That's right. He was trying to climb the police department's fence.
To get in.
To get in. He wanted to go to jail to keep him safe from the Haitian gang that was allegedly chasing him. Like any top-tier meme drug stuck in a legal no-man's land, the powders are only illegal at the state level in a handful of locales, though the Department of Justice issued a temporary ban on Alpha PVP late last year. It's unclear why people started smoking Flacca, considering it basically plunges you into a toxic hell for days at a time. Just listen to this doctor. Quote,
give me some of that.
This is what a doctor had to say. Quote, this is where the body goes into hyperthermia, generally a temperature of 105 degrees.
Yeah.
The individual becomes psychotic. They often
That's
rip
terrible.
Off their clothes and run.
105 degrees can kill you.
Yes, it can. You're right near death at 105. They often rip off their clothes and run out into the street violently and have an adrenaline-like
That's why
strength.
They're all getting naked.
And,
I see.
Because they're hot?
Yeah.
And police are called, and it takes 4 or 5 officers to restrain them. Then, once they are restrained, if they don't receive immediate medical attention, they can die. Unquote. On the other hand, gotta vape something, says Gawker.com.
Yeah, this is a bad idea.
Yeah, so kids, just say no to Flacca. They also go through bath salts as well, which seem to have sort of died off. Their peak year was 2012, according to Gawker. Is anybody doing bath salts these days? Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Bath salts, it says here, Flacca's weird, violent older brother. Bath salts roared into the national consciousness 3 years ago when a Miami man ate the face of a homeless person on the street before being shot to death by cops. It's unclear what it is about Florida that makes it synthetic psycho snort powder ground zero.
Yeah, no doubt.
Perhaps it's the sunshine or spicy cuisine. Bath salts were
spicy cuisine in Florida.
Bath salts were impressive not just for the effects they caused in users, mania, paranoia, hallucinations, but for the varied user base. A surprising cross-section of American citizens decided it was cool to snort a packet of blue S that they bought on the interstate, from human crime meme John McAfee to celebrated author Kat Marnell. An autopsy of the Miami bath salts cannibal later revealed that he'd only been smoking weed, not bath salts, and was just a regular old Miami stoner cannibal, not a freakish bath salts mad Miami cannibal. But by then it was too late. Bath salts were synonymous with gore, partying, and psychosis. And because they could be legally purchased at gas stations and head shops around the country, with cool brand names like Sandman and Ocean Snow, they were the moral panic drug Ne Plus Ultra. The fact.
When I was a kid, it was LSD put into stickers that you lick.
Right, with like Bart Simpson logos
well,
on them.
Well, Bart Simpson didn't exist when I was a kid. Bart Simpson didn't come out until the Tracy Ullman show
right.
when I was a teenager. But, yeah, I mean, the idea was to be cool.
Big Bird.
Yeah, cartoon characters and that kind of thing. As though, as a drug dealer, what you want to do is give away the product that you're intending to make money on, that you spent money on, intending to make money, by giving it away to people who don't have money for kicks. Like, you know, that's just not very likely.
According to the story here, the fact that so many different chemical, snortable, smokable, injectable compounds with so little in common were bundled together under the bath salts media panic only made them spookier. What was a bath salt? Was your baby boy snorting bath salts at school? Probably. And you'd only find out when he was chewing off granddad's nose. Bath salts were, in that sense, the most democratic of all American designer drugs. The low cost of blue-collar pot mixed with the mystique of rich man's cocaine mixed with the murder-causing of PCP and blood magic. Bath salts are currently illegal in most states, even if marketed as not for human consumption, which is totally not fooling anyone anymore. You know, whatever happened if you put a bath salt in a bath? Is it just like, is bath salt something that you're supposed to rub on yourself in theory? Like, what's the non-consumptive method of using bath salts?
Well, who would have bought it anyway? Like, oh, yeah, this is a good idea. I need this stuff for my bath.
Yeah, you'd have to be crazy, right? Because, like, they
who
have a picture.
Baths?
They have a, well, right,
above the age of 10.
But also, the picture here of the bath salts that they have on this, sourced by the DEA, has the price tag on it. It does not appear to be a large jar, and it's $26.99. So, if you would put that in in your bathtub, you'd probably be pretty crazy.
Yeah. Well, you're pretty crazy after you put it in your bathtub, too.
Yeah. Don't bath salts. Stay away, kids. Bad idea. All right. 855 453. Let's change gears here and get into power shortages. Venezuela's rationing power now. They're already out of toilet paper. Now the power's not working. 855 453. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Are you completely free of stress and fatigue? Well, of course not. You aren't alone, though. Now think about how nice it would be to begin relieving some of that stress and fatigue. Let me introduce you to a product that has and is working for me. It's called Youthful Greens. Youthful Greens. It's packed full of nature's nourishing, cleansing, and alkalizing greens, providing a powerful dose of whole food nutrition in each serving. Youthful Greens helps increase overall energy levels and reduce all that fatigue and stress on your body. And right now, when you visit freegreens.net or call 800-333-6923 and order your 1 month supply of Youthful Greens for only $29.95, you get another month's supply for free. That's 2 months of Youthful Greens for the already low price of just $29.95, plus free shipping. That's saving you $45. Visit freegreens.net today or simply call 800-333-6923. And hey, you're welcome.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract, and I have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. The Live Sunday Edition continuing now. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us over at freetalklive.com. Join us on Skype here tonight over at Skype username lrn.fm. You should send a contact request first. We will approve that once we notice it come in. And then after that, you're good to go to contact us on Skype. Get on the air. You'll sound better than people on the phones typically.
Mother's Day next weekend. You don't want to be without a gift on Mother's Day. A great choice, maybe not the only gift, but a great choice is Sherry's Berries from berries.com. What they do is they have these, they have lots of choices. What we get sent are delicious berries that, and these are premium berries. Actually, they reject about half the berries that they're sent to them. And what I find is when about half the berries that when I go to the grocery store are kind of sour. And
you
really,
can't reject them, though, when you go to the grocery store.
No, not so much. So they, you know, they only take the best, the premium berries, and then coat them in milk, white and dark chocolate. There are other flavors out there at berries.com, but those are the ones that we get sent, and frankly, I love them. They're delicious. They also have some other candy options there, chocolate-covered cheesecakes and some these little cake ball things that are they're very good and they're very good-looking. I don't know.
I was going to say, you haven't tried them.
I haven't tried them.
They're good if you haven't tried them.
You're right. I haven't, but they look so good. And then I've had these high-end premium berries. I can only assume.
Yeah. Given the quality of the berries, it's safe to presume that the other products are also very, very good.
And we have a deal for you. You go over to berries.com. You use coupon code FTL. How you do that is there's a microphone in the upper right-hand corner. You click on it. You enter the coupon code. So berries.com, microphones in the upper right. You click on it, enter FTL. And you'll get 40% off of the retail price for these berries. And they're fantastic. Mom's going to love them. You're going to love them. As a matter of fact, you should get one of the larger orders so that there's some to share.
Well, you can double the size of the order for $10 more.
Yeah, they have a package like that, but there's several different sizes there, including flowers and, like I said, the cakes and the cheesecake and all that stuff. It's berries.com, berries.com.
All right, and again, code FTL when you click the mic. So, by the way, we're 1 week away from Mother's Day, so get on that sooner rather than later. Berries.com, code FTL.
And if you're a Free Talk Live listener, you like Free Talk Live, make sure you use our coupon codes rather than somebody else, because if you don't,
it helps us out.
The statist win.
Reuters reporting out of Caracas in Venezuela, where things have just been getting absolutely awful. I mean, over time, the socialist government there has managed to run the country into the ground, and unfortunately, it's not getting any better because, well, there's still a socialist in charge. Nicolas Maduro took over for Hugo Chavez after he died, a few years ago now?
Has it been that long?
Venezuela's socialist government on Tuesday announced nationwide electricity rationing in order to tackle a surge in demand caused by rising temperatures in recent weeks. The measures include cutting...
Your socialist government is falling apart when...
Yeah, the measures include cutting the workday for public officials to 6 hours.
Of course. The rest of you people have to continue working.
Right. Asking private companies to boost energy efficiency and inspecting malls and factories to ensure they meet reduced power consumption targets. The electricity minister, Jesse Chacon, said on state television, quote, "Within a week, power demand has risen 1,500 megawatts. The system begins to have stability problems with demand at 18,000 megawatts," he said. Peak temperatures in recent weeks have risen to 34 degrees Celsius, which is 93 degrees Fahrenheit in Caracas, the capital, and have hit 37 degrees Celsius, or 99 degrees Fahrenheit, in the sweltering western city of Maracaibo.
It's certainly not pleasant.
The country's average annual consumption per household is 5,878 kilowatt hours, double the average of the region, largely due to sizable subsidies that allow consumers to run air conditioners with little regard to cost.
Oh, well, then you don't have to ration the energy. You just have to cut the subsidies.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, leave it to the government. Let's subsidize it and then ration it.
Yeah.
God.
Power outages Nimrods. Are common in the oil-rich country. You know, other country has power outages.
I grew up in Florida without air conditioning. You know why?
Because you couldn't afford it.
It was expensive, and my parents didn't want to pay for it.
So you sweated it out.
Yeah. I didn't even consider that. That was, my grandmother didn't have air conditioning either. We had, she had one room in her house that we would turn on during the hottest days. We'd turn on the wall unit, but that's expensive to run.
Right.
And we'd actually close the doors. They had these sort of accordion doors that we'd close. And that way, you know, you could be in there in the air conditioning. But if you wanted air conditioning during the day, you could go someplace that had AC. You know, let's go to the mall. They have AC.
Well, and also, I mean, it's certainly reported that during power outages, old people die, but that's usually because they're not hydrating themselves, right? So as long as you drink enough water, you're probably not going to die from 90-degree temperatures. Am I right about that?
Well, I don't know as far as old people or not, and sometimes the
well, it's true. Sometimes old people die during heat waves.
It does.
And, you know, if they don't have air conditioning.
Well, I don't know specifically.
It's usually due to dehydration, is it not?
I don't know the answer to that either. I'm telling you I don't know. But
I believe that's the case.
If you, if it was more important to them, they would then use the electricity. And this way, you know, money allows us to budget for the things that are important to us.
Well, right. A price is an indicator of, you know, whether or not you, if you can afford something, if it's a higher price, you might be less likely to spend the money on that thing. And in this case, the prices should be going up. In a marketplace, the prices should go up during these shortages, and instead they're giving away power to people with these subsidies to where they can just run the AC unit as much as they want to. And so, well, they can run the AC unit as long as the power is turned on, but then they're going to turn the power off at certain times.
Shocking people, by the way, rather than them getting used to the heat, they, you know, air conditioning, then no air conditioning.
Yeah. Power outages are common in the oil-rich country, which depends on hydroelectric dams for 64% of its generation. President Nicolas Maduro's critics say the problems are the result of underinvestment in the sector since late socialist leader Hugo Chavez nationalized much of the electrical system in 2007. Underinvestment after nationalization of the electric business.
What a surprise.
Why would the government underinvest in such a critical resource, Mark?
Well, because it's, for whatever reason, they're just not motivated to do it.
They have no real motivation because the return on investment doesn't mean greater profits for them or anything like that. It just
not
means
really.
More people on subsidies running the air conditioners for longer.
That's what it means.
A drought in 2010 forced Chavez to institute a broad rationing plan that was widely unpopular, helping push his popularity to the lowest of his 14-year rule and crippling the country's state-run mining industries. On Monday, local media reported blackouts in at least 10 of the country's 24 states, pressuring an economy struggling with recession, high inflation, and shortages of basic goods. And here's the kicker for you, Mark, as though it wasn't good enough to know that they actually are subsidizing the usage of power. But Maduro has blamed some blackouts on sabotage.
You know what's happening is the United States is coming in here and blowing up our electricity.
Well, that's what they say in North Korea. That's the story. The official story in North Korea when there's power outages during the nighttime is that at least according to, I think it was National Geographic, I saw one of these documentaries, they lose power frequently in North Korea because their power grid's decrepit and it's old and it's communist and, you know, socialism doesn't work, central control fails. But their excuse is, well, we're being attacked by the United States. And it's all we can do to keep the power on as often as we can. We're coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. The Venezuelan insanity continues. If you want to read just some crazy news, just, you know, search Google News for Venezuela, and there's, you know, almost guaranteed to be some nutty socialist story about how the socialist policies over at Venezuela are absolutely ruining people's comforts and lives right now. Power outages, power shortages are besetting various different counties, or states rather, in Venezuela.
I'm not reveling in this. I don't want to see people with bad fortune, but this is, like, I don't believe that certain systems, I think, don't work. And so when I see that they don't work, all I want to do is point them out to people.
Oh, yeah, this is
this system doesn't work.
Yeah, well, I totally agree with you. This is a learning opportunity for people who are paying attention. Now, of course, the counter argument, Mark, and maybe you can field this one here. The counter argument is going to be, well, they're just doing it wrong. There are other socialist countries in the world where everything's fine. I mean, the power's there, national health care. How about Switzerland or, you know,
Switzerland's
Finland?
Not socialist, particularly. I mean, any more socialist than, yeah, like Denmark often
there
people point to, or Sweden. And
people are happy in these countries. They're educated, better educated than the United States. What do you have to say to that?
Yeah, there are all kinds of articles out there by Swedes who are talking about what disasters their countries' systems are, and how they're oftentimes dropping the socialism in order to go to more capitalist sort of solutions, or free market solutions, I think.
Yeah, I prefer free markets.
But I think that, to me, those terms mean the same thing. But
I disagree.
Fine.
Because in a free market, you can have whatever kind of organization you want. So if you want to have yourself a little communist farm or something like that, you could do that.
In a capitalist system, you can have whatever or kind of organizations you want. It's just that it is a free market. But, I get that that term's loaded for a lot of people, and so fine, I don't have to use it. It doesn't matter to me that much. But, another thing you need to consider is many of the protection costs for these countries have been offloaded. Since World War II, most of those countries don't have to defend themselves anymore. Like, that's it. The New World Order is whatever it is, whatever that means, is that, Europe doesn't attack each other anymore. The United States has become the world's police officer, and we've got the weapons, and our citizens pay for all of the protection, keeping the sea lanes open and these sorts of things. And so those countries have extra dollars where they're not playing the arms race game anymore. They have extra dollars to spend on other stuff. And that's all fine and dandy, but don't expect it to go forever. The problem with socialism is that sooner or later you run out of other people's money. When rich people in those countries say, you know what, I'm sick of paying for this stuff, and they move to places like Jersey or Guernsey or the Isle of Man or whatever that have much lower tax rates that are looking for rich people to move in with their money and spend their money, then, there's a big segment of your population leaves. You lose.
Yeah, and they better leave quicker, sooner rather than later. Because
you lose your couple of richest families in some of these socialist countries,
you're in trouble.
Like, they have much smaller populations than the United States. The United States, expatriate movement has been getting much larger in the last few years. Many wealthy people leaving, but it really doesn't matter because this is where the wealth is. In these countries, when they leave, that's a lot of their money going away.
Well, and they better leave sooner rather than later, because the longer you hang around in a place like Venezuela, the more likely you're going to get nationalized. And then it's over for you. So you've spent your whole life, let's say, right? Like, you got into whatever your business was that you love to do, and then you've built it up. You've built a customer base. You've built a product, a unique service or whatever. You've got this thing that is working, and it's working well. You've got, it's happening. And then the government swoops in, and they just take it from you. And what do you get out of that? Did I give you, is it like in the United States where they have the eminent domain, where the government comes in and then they offer you what they call market value for your property, and you either take it or they just take it from you?
However they want to do it is really how it goes.
Right.
But Venezuela's poor right now. Their government, when they nationalize something, isn't going to be offering money. They're going to say, this is the property of the people anyway. Because the people have been told all their lives that their opinions count and that everything's their property. Well, it's not.
Caracas, here's another story about Venezuela. This is terrible, terrible news. President Nicolas Maduro has promised to nationalize food distribution in the South American nation, beset with record shortages of basic goods, runaway inflation, and an escalating economic crisis. And as we just reported, now power outages. During a rally on Friday on International Workers' Day, the socialist leader allowed a union activist to ask for the nationalization of food and essential item distribution. Citing a new decree-making powers recently granted by the National Assembly, Maduro said he would carry out such a measure, quote, in the coming days and weeks, unquote. Maduro had pledged earlier in the week to announce economic reforms. Various estimates suggest the government already controls about half of the country's food distribution. Because if you recall, it was only a few years ago that we reported that the government had taken over certain grocers in the country. They hadn't taken over all of them, but there was like one or two grocery chains that had become nationalized by the Venezuelan government, and now they're talking about taking over the entirety of food distribution in Venezuela, which is incredibly
scary. That'll fix everything.
So they already control about half the country's food distribution, but that hasn't stopped record shortages in shops and markets. Well, duh! Of course it hasn't stopped shortages. Look at the Soviet Union. Bread lines, right? Classic example of centralized command and control where central government bureaucrats try to set prices, and of course because they're sitting in a room somewhere and they have no idea what market signals are, they don't know what prices should actually be, they're just arbitrarily choosing them, they screw everything up. They don't know what to order, and they don't know... Anyway.
Even if they weren't, if you got together some of the greatest minds in groceries today, and there are great minds in groceries, if you got them together and had them centrally plan groceries consumption in a given geographic area, they're going to do better, but only sort of marginally better, right? Because central planning itself doesn't work. What people, what grocery stores need to be able to do is they need to compete against other grocery stores so that we figure out what customers want.
Well, plus competition drives price down.
Competition drives down price. Competition drives drives up customer service. We all get something better from the competition. Yeah, it's great when businesses get together and they cooperate, and that's awesome. But you have to have that element of competition and cooperation in order to see the best marketplace.
In the world we have, the choices can actually be overwhelming, at least in the United States, where you go into the grocery store and there's, 10 different kinds of mustard. There are 50 different kinds of bread. In a place where you've got...
This can be dizzying for some people.
Yeah.
Some people get anxiety over the idea of having too many choices of shampoo. And that's fine. Just buy the same shampoo you had last time.
Right. But in a place where there are some central command that is deciding these things, they will decide that there only needs to be one kind of mustard. We should keep things simple. There will be one mustard, and this will be the brand, and this will be what it is. Or
good Americans use yellow mustard,
and
bad Americans like these brown mustards.
And in a socialist food distribution, you'll be lucky to find bread that's not moldy. You'll get one choice of bread, and you'll be fortunate if you can get a decent loaf. Whereas now, there's 50 different choices, and there's triple grain and quadruple grain and 12 grain and, wheat and white bread and so many different options.
So many options.
So let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. Jim is on the line in Des Moines. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jim.
Yeah, hi. Love your show.
Welcome.
I wanted to make a comment on socialism. The basic philosophical grounding of socialism is called collectivism. And
yes.
It's diabolical to its core, because basically what it does is it says that the individual is a slave to the state, that a group of elite, self-endowed people with some sort of special knowledge can make decisions for the individual.
Jim, I want you to tell me more. I want you to tell me more, but stand by. We're going to come back to you, okay?
Okay.
Hang on, Jim. 855, 453, and you can get your thoughts in here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up next.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
You've been lied to. Being overweight is not about overeating, not exercising, or a lack of self-control. Diets, gyms, and pills can't fix it. It's your hormones. Go to 99skinny.com for a free video where Dr. Steven Siskin explains the four hormonal barriers to weight loss in men and women over 40.
When I first started losing the weight, all my clothes were falling off. I got some skinny jeans, and my husband is chasing me around the table again. I couldn't be happier.
Go to 99skinny.com to see this riveting free video. That's 99skinny.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession? Or at worst, depression. Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact of the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here on this live Sunday edition of the program. You have time to get your thoughts in if you dial in right now, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And if you don't get in tonight, but you still want to talk to us, well, we do the show live 7 nights a week, so there's always another opportunity to get on and join us on the air here. More craziness out of socialist Venezuela here in moments. I've got a little bit more on the story about them nationalizing food distribution. That's a plan. It hasn't been put into effect yet. And, boy, if you thought the shortages were bad now in Venezuela, wait until the government takes 100% control of the distribution of, well, life's necessities. It's already really bad right now, and it's only going to get worse because socialism and central control fail. And that's what we're talking with Jim in Des Moines about. Jim, you were kind of telling us about collectivism, and you just barely had a chance to get your thoughts out. So go ahead now.
Yeah, basically, a lot of people don't realize it, that America is not a truly capitalistic country. We're essentially a mixed economy, a mixed socialism and free market.
And getting more socialist all the time.
Getting worse all the time. We've seen the nationalization of several aspects of the economy, and our future is Venezuela. If we don't stop this statist trend towards socialism, you know, that's our inevitable future. And another thing that people need to realize is every fascist country began as a socialist country. You know, you never see the end game or hear the end game of the people in power in this country today, the wealthy elite. I don't know if you can call it an oligarchy, a plutocracy, whatever you want to call it. But there's a wealthy political elite ruling class in this country right now, which is basically socialist or Marxist, but definitely collectivist. And they're creating, enriching themselves and creating crony capitalism and corporatism with their corporate masters. And in a true laissez-faire economy, this wouldn't be possible. Now, a true laissez-faire economy has never been tried anywhere. Unfortunately, the founders left certain loopholes in the Constitution that allowed collectivism to creep in, mainly the Interstate Commerce Clause, which has been used as a justification.
That wasn't a loophole in the Constitution. That was the reason for the Constitution. Many people, love to say the Constitution's this, this small government document, but I don't know that there's that much evidence. The Articles of Confederation, there were states arguing about tariffs and those sorts of things, and, the federal government didn't want that, so they put together a new piece of paper. It was just supposed to be a revision, and they changed things up significantly. So
this is what they wanted.
The people in power want to be able to control the economy.
Yeah, I read a very compelling essay one time on that about how basically that it was created to be a police state, to favor a ruling elite class. That's a very good point.
But all states favor the ruling elite. I mean, that's why the state exists, is to have a parasite class sucking off the productivity of the rest of us. Now, the Constitution supposedly put checks and balances on that parasite class, but it obviously hasn't really worked very well, because now you've got the largest parasite in the world, in the United States.
It's true. It's so maybe, it was ostensibly formed, to be a capitalistic free market republic, but it didn't quite work out.
The road to hell, as they say, is paved with good intentions.
Yeah, I think that this economy is still coasting along on the more laissez-faire aspect of it from the late 1800s, that because of that.
Sure.
It got a lot of momentum at just the right time, and that's the reason that it was able to ramp up the war machine for World War II, and when the rest of the countries were all laying in smoking heaps, by that I mean the Soviet Union, Japan, every place in Europe, they're all just smoking rubble, and they had to come back from essentially zero to compete with the United States, which was largely untouched by World War II.
Yeah, and it could be argued that the American century is over, that America blossomed after World War I and just grew at an exponential rate, up until about 2008 when it crashed, and now everything is shifting over towards Asia, that China will become the new America, and I think that's a very real possibility.
There's a headline right now that China has given $5 billion loan to Venezuela, so they got all kinds of money to throw around.
Yeah, well, China, a lot of their problem is they're attempting to keep their currency devalued, and they've got a real estate bubble coming around the corner.
Still a lot of overbuilding in China.
Their citizens who love real estate and love gold have been driving this real estate bubble.
It's the government as well. You remember the story about the ghost city, Mark? There are multiple ghost cities.
People were buying
there.
Those condominiums, though.
Really?
Yeah, people were buying them.
Okay.
That's what's driving that stuff.
But they're not moving in.
No, that's because they already have a place to live. They're expecting.
No one lives there.
Well, I mean, different cultures, like different things. And, the fact is that investments, Chinese like solid investments. They like real estate because it's real. They like gold because it has.
Bitcoin over there, too, from what I understand.
Well, it's.
China's one of the bigger places for Bitcoin, right?
Yeah, well, I would like to see them buying more Bitcoin.
Yeah. Jim, anything else you want to share? It's been a good call so far.
I was going to ask you guys one other thing. Have you heard about this new technology? I believe it's called Magic Leap. It's maybe if you get a chance, you could Google it and fill us in. It's some sort of virtual reality, but it seems like it's a brain interface or something that makes virtual reality seem absolutely real, that it's the same as your human perception. I just read a little blurb on it, but I thought maybe I'd ask you guys about that if you'd heard of it. I believe it's called Magic Leap.
Yeah, that's interesting. I have heard about it, but I don't know that much about it. I'll take a closer look at it when I get a chance. And Jim, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. A quick Google does result in, apparently it is, let's see, Magic Leap just revealed an augmented reality steampunk shooter We'll have to take a closer look at that. Because virtual reality's coming, man. I mean, the end of 2015 is supposed to be when the Oculus Rift and the Samsung or Sony versions of virtual reality hit the marketplace. And then it's just going to be, I mean, it's already a race to who's going to be first. And after that, it's going to be a race to the bottom on price.
Yeah, it's supply and demand. And people are demanding this. So folks are racing to supply it. The first ones,
I'm excited about
it. The first ones aren't going to be that great. But think about this. Think about...
No, Mark, you might be wrong about that. Have you seen the videos of people playing this Oculus Rift?
I understand that they're supposed to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
But understand, Ian, that, I mean, I remember when I got out of prison in 1998, I bought a PlayStation 1.
Yeah.
And that, to me, seems like a relatively recent time frame. You're not talking about that long ago.
That's 20 years ago, and it was when the
not
PlayStation
quite.
1 came. You got out of prison less than 20 years ago, but the PlayStation 1 is 1994.
That was still the premier piece of hardware that was out there. The PlayStation 2 took several years after that.
Yep.
The PlayStation 3 came out, and I think there's a PlayStation 4 now.
There is now.
The That's difference right. between PlayStation 1 and PlayStation 4 is essentially 15 years as far as, not the... when they came out, but when one was the top piece of technology. And
it's a 20-year gap.
It's yeah. not a full 20-year gap.
PlayStation 4 just came out in 2014,
right.
I believe.
And the point
and
I'm
PlayStation
trying to make...
1 came out in 1994.
Right, you're
years.
Talking about the start and...
That's all that matters, is when the hardware is released.
I suppose it does yeah. to you. What the point I'm trying to make is that really, a month before PlayStation 2 came out, the premier piece of technology was still a PlayStation 1. And that span of time is like 15 years. And so, yeah.
No. PlayStation 2 came out in, I think, the year 2000, and PlayStation 1 came out in 1994.
Right. So, in 1999, the point I'm trying to make, listen to what I'm saying okay. rather than trying to correct me, okay? In 1999, the PlayStation was a premier piece of technology. It was a competitor. It was a contender against the others out there. So, 1999 to 2014 is a 15-year time stretch.
I thought you said it was 15 between 1 and 2. Sorry.
No, between okay. 1 and 4.
Gotcha.
And that's and so what we're going to see is you're going to see even faster growth in this virtual reality. So 10 years from now, this stuff is going to be,
oh, yeah.
I mean, Oculus Rift is for pikers.
Oh, no doubt. Oculus Rift will look in 10 years like a piece of joke hardware. But right now, it's a mind blower. If you go and you look, search React Oculus Rift, and you can watch like average people putting this thing on. And
sure, they've never seen anything like it.
The reactions, it's pretty incredible.
They had never seen anything like PlayStation 2 when that came out either.
Yeah, you had. You'd seen things like it. They had, video games on screens with controllers. And PlayStation 2 just increased the graphical capabilities of the machine. So we'll join you tomorrow night, and maybe we'll learn more about Magic Leap at another time, but not tonight. So see you online between now and then. And then will be tomorrow, 7 to 10 at night, Eastern Time. That's when we're always on. You can always call in, whether we're live on your local radio station or not. And, of course, you can join us on the air here on Free Talk Live. More tomorrow. In the meantime, you can join us at freetalklive.com.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming. But is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam! My best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org. ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.